What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 14 of A Disciple of Christ, A Season of Commitment. Today's devotion is titled, Two Miracles, Multiple Truths. David Jeremiah once wrote, "As you read the Word of God today, read it with expectancy and anticipation for the changes it will make in you." Our text for today is Matthew chapter 9, verses 18 through 26. While he was saying these things to them, behold, a ruler came in and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." And Jesus rose and followed him with his disciples. And behold, a woman who had suffered from a discharge of blood for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment. For she said to herself, "If I only touch his garment, I will be made well." Jesus turned, and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter. Your faith has made you well." And instantly, the woman was made well. And when Jesus came to the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion, he said, "Go away, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl arose. And the report of this went through all that district. One fascinating truth about Scripture is that the Holy Spirit can reveal new truths each time you read a text that you've read before. That's why in Hebrews 4, verse 12, Scripture is referred to as living and active, because it continues to add new life to your spiritual journey. Today's text is an excellent example of how God's Word constantly energizes our lives. Matthew records two miracles that display Jesus' power and provide insight into His character. Mark's account in Mark 5, 21 through 43, provides additional details and even tells us that Jairus is the name of the synagogue ruler. First, Jesus displays His incredible power. He delivers a woman from a 12-year-old disease and raises a 12-year-old girl from the dead. What could be more powerful than healing a woman who had suffered for so long while heading to resurrect a girl from the dead? Jesus possesses so much power that according to Mark 5, verse 30, He knows when it leaves His body. While the power of God is on full display, we also discover several character traits about Jesus. You cannot read this text and not consider the compassion that Christ demonstrated. While speaking with the Pharisees, Jesus stops to listen to Jairus' plea concerning his daughter. Before Jesus can go with Jairus, he is interrupted by a woman who touches his garment. Yet Jesus stops, speaks to the woman, and gives her his undivided attention. The Bible often speaks of Jesus' compassion. In Matthew 9:36, the NIV states, "When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd." The New Testament word used to describe Jesus' compassion means to be moved in the depth of your being and conveys a deep, gut-wrenching feeling of empathy. Christ is intensely moved with concern for those in need. His passion for people reveals his love, and he feels his people's suffering. The scripture also shows Christ's patience. He is never in a hurry because his timing is always perfect. While Jairus stressed about his daughter and received the horrible news that she was dead, Jesus stopped and patiently spoke with the woman who was healed. Christ knows the future and has the power to change any circumstance. So he takes his time in dealing individually with those in need. In addition to all of these truths, there are also great lessons of faith that can be learned from Jairus and the woman who touched his garment. Jairus had enough faith to trust Jesus after his daughter had died. The woman who touched Jesus demonstrated great faith by reaching out and touching Jesus in a crowd of people when society said she was unclean and should be isolating herself. In your spiritual journey, always remember that there's nothing our Lord cannot do. May the living and active Word of God continually reveal God's mighty power and lead you to discover how awesome our Savior is. Some questions to consider. How does God consistently teach you from His Word? Why is learning who God is just as important or even more important than what He does? And finally, what other truths can you learn about Christ from today's scripture? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.